Leslie on Adventures in Odyssey.
Can you tell me what happened, starting from when you stopped at Triple J Antiques?
As I was heading to the door, I saw someone crawling out of the side window of the shop.
Do you recall what else this person was wearing?
A baggy green sweatshirt.
And what did the perpetrator do?
Ran right at me and hit me on the head with something hard and sharp. A rock, perhaps.
Hold on, Dad. Looks like someone went off the road ahead.
Are they stuck?
Well, yeah, looks like it. I'm gonna go help them. I'll call you. Whoa, that's weird.
What is?
The car's coming straight at me. What are you doing? Stop!
The emergency line never received a call about an accident in that area at that time, or any time today.
Huh?
The accident was a distraction. Jason was kidnapped.
Don't mention his disappearance to anyone, okay? It's pretty hush-hush.
My lips are literally sealed. Jason, he means a lot to me. He's not just a boss, you know?
I know.
I'm gonna head home.
Sounds good. See you later.
Bye. It's me. I know. Don't worry. No one's caught on yet. I've got it all under control.
Jason Whitaker. Oh. Do you hear me?
Where am I? What's going on?
Relax. You're fine.
Yeah. If tied to a chair is your idea of fine.
I have some questions for you.
Well, as it turns out, I have a few for you, too.
I'll go first.
And to whom do I have the pleasure of speaking, since it seems you're too scared to meet me in person?
That's not for you to know yet.
Where am I? What is this place?
Well, look around. A delightfully cozy cabin.
Yeah, I can see that. Where is this cabin? Am I still near Odyssey?
You don't remember?
I remember the ambulance. Wait, it was in the ambulance. You drugged me.
My men did what they needed to do.
Did they need to whack me over the head, too?
Sometimes my men enjoy their job a little too much.
What exactly is their job?
To get your cooperation, of course.
Don't count on that.
Whitaker, I need to know your contact at the Pentagon.
You're wasting your time. I won't be telling you anything.
I suppose you can try again later, Mr. Whitaker, when I can give you more of an incentive to do so.
I'm not interested in anything you can give me.
Of course not. It's more about what I can take away.
Thank you. You've been very helpful. Well, Whit, according to eyewitnesses, the ambulance went north on County Road 17. It continued past Falcon Highway.
Huh. Well, there's nothing out that way until you get to Connellsville.
Well, based on the security camera footage Burke went through, the ambulance never made it into the town of Connellsville proper.
Right. So, somewhere in this 2-mile range, they turned off the road. Come in.
How's it going, Don? Can I help?
Don?
Hi, Jillian.
I think we got it handled, thanks.
We'll be finished up in just a few minutes.
Ooh, a map.
Are there any warehouses or big buildings out there they could hide in?
Well, it's mostly residential in this area.
And an ambulance would likely be noticed. State Park. Here.
Letchworth Forest. Of course.
Isn't that where Robin Hood lives?
This is a covert investigation, Miss Marshall.
Sorry, I'll close the door.
Or maybe just, I don't know, leave.
Right, got it. See ya!
Well, you know, I've been camping and fishing at Letchworth a few times. It's off-season, there wouldn't be a lot of people around.
The entrance booths are closed this time of year, but the park is technically still open.
Sounds like a good place to hide.
Uh-huh. Let's go take a look.
Hello, my friend. How are you feeling?
Who was on the intercom?
The boss. Don't know his real name.
You're working for someone you don't even know?
Money's good.
I want to talk to him again.
Oh, no can do. He talks when he wants to talk. I don't even have a way to contact him.
Well, when it comes to lackeys, you're about as low as they go.
I'm, climbing the ladder of crime lord, one kidnapping at a time.
You know, it's the minions like you who get the brunt of it. Like that guy who ran into me, Oscar, was he paid to do that?
Yeah, Oscar's always taking one for the team.
Yeah, the big guys are always asking guys like you to do the heavy lifting while they get off scot-free and never look back. Why else would they leave you here by yourself without a way to...
I'm not by myself. I have a partner on lookout out front. Mo, I think?
You think?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like when I asked. He only speaks in monosyllabic sentences.
Sounds like a winner.
He's a big dude. Here, I'll introduce you. Hey, Mo!
Yep.
Here he is, Mo the Great.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance, I'm sure.
Yep.
Well, what you lack in vocabulary, you sure make up for in size.
Right? But as an extrovert, I'm going nuts. It's like talking to a plate of meatloaf.
Can't say my day's going any better.
Might as well get comfortable, friend. You're gonna be here for a while.
Whit, you're gonna need to tell me more about what Jason is involved in.
Well, I don't know that he's involved in anything. He quit the agency.
Did he make any enemies while he was there?
You're in law enforcement. Do you really need an answer to that?
Right. Paul House here. Oh, hello, Sky. Or Ms. Feldstein. Yeah, I appreciate the information. I'll have Burke follow up with you. I'm working on a different case currently. No, it has nothing to do with you. It's just a bigger case. Well, same to you. Fine. Goodbye.
Was that Sky Feldstein?
Yeah. Remember when I said I was on a horrible blind date with someone way too young?
Sky?
Bingo. And then I had to call her today about the Triple J break-in.
What for?
The sweatshirt we found in the dumpster had her news station logo on it. Huh. I called to see if it was something her employees might have.
And?
She said they were given out at an employee picnic 5 years ago.
So you're following up with station employees?
Right now, finding Jason is more important than the break-in, so it'll have to wait. Unfortunately, now that Sky knows about the incident at Triple J's, she wants to do a story on it.
Does anyone know about Jason's kidnapping?
Not yet, and I'm trying to keep it that way. Oh, great. Now something's wrong with the car.
Oh.
I'm pulling over.
Strange. It sounded like the car ran out of gas.
Can't be. I just filled it this morning.
I smell fuel. Let me take a look underneath.
Helen, have Burke come out with a backup vehicle. I'm on County Road 17, just past Red Arrow Highway. I don't know what happened. The car broke down. It's not the battery. Would you please just pass on the message to Burke? I'll pop the hood and check there.
No need. I see the problem.
What is it?
Look, we've been leaving a trail of gas behind us.
I got a gas leak?
Yeah, but not without help. The line's been cut.
Cut? Who would tamper with an official government vehicle?
Someone who didn't want us looking for Jason.
In fourth grade, I realized I had a penchant for making people trust me. Oh, little Ollie Otis actually believed me when I said I needed his lunch money so I could keep it safe.
You know, as my kidnapper, I'm supposed to get you talking. But right now, I kind of want you to be quiet. My head is killing me.
I'm working for a boss I've never spoken to, and a partner here who doles out words like they're pieces of gold.
Huh?
You're all I got, Whitaker.
Sounds like that's no longer the case. Somebody's pulling up.
Huh. You weren't expecting anyone till after midnight. Hold up, Mo. Grab a weapon. Who is it?
A Jeep. They said they'd be coming in an SUV. I don't like this.
Nope.
They're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Looks like only one person. Let's go and see what they want. Might be a lost hiker.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Hey!
Get him, Mo! Mo?
Who is it? I'm inside.
Hi, Jason.
Jillian?
You're coming with me.
Well, the park entrance is just over the hill.
They
would have had to turn here to go in.
And look, a single set of vehicle tracks. Do they match the tracks from the scene of Jason's accident?
Well, let's see. Exactly. We should be able to track where it went from here. Let's go. I'll call for backup.
Hold on. We have to off-road it, so we can't be tracked. Okay, I'm guessing you have a few questions.
Or a few hundred, but let's start with who do you work for?
Classified.
How did you know where I was?
Confidential.
Where are we going?
Not allowed to say.
Jillian, you have to give me something. If you don't, I'll assume the worst and jump out of this Jeep.
Fine. I'm an agent with the NSA.
I'm an agent with the NSA.
You're a former agent. My assignment was to safeguard you from criminals you've investigated in the past. We've received reliable intel that you're in danger.
Wait, you were sent here to protect me?
Affirmative. The director tried to contact you. He told you to leave town 2 months ago. Whoa, hang on.
Ouch! Look, if I left town every time they said I was in danger, I'd be hiding out my entire life.
Oh.
I can take care of myself.
Clearly, since I just rescued you from two goons holding you hostage.
I hadn't gotten to the point of escaping yet.
You could just say, thank you, Jillian.
Oh, could I? I'm not even sure that's your real name.
It is.
Oh, ouch. Why should I believe you? Apparently you've been lying to me since the day we met.
Well, one of the things about being an undercover agent is being undercover.
So, I take it you're brighter than you've let on?
Quite the performance, wouldn't you say?
Well, then you do know the correct use of the word literally.
In a literal sense or manner, with exact equivalence in a completely accurate way.
You're a martial arts expert.
Karate, judo, jiu-jitsu, and taekwondo.
And you've got six boxes of shoes in the back, so apparently the obsession with footwear was true.
Some things are too serious to lie about.
And one more question.
What?
Who taught you how to drive?
Tracks head that way.
There. Behind the trees. An ambulance.
And a cabin. With any luck, Jason will be in there. I'll check it out. You stay here.
Now, not when my son is in danger. I'll be right behind you. Sounds like someone's hurt.
Yeah, it looks like it, too. I count two of them on the ground.
Neither are Jason.
Police! Hands up! Both of you!
Don't shoot! He's still unconscious.
I'll check inside the cabin.
Tell me what you're doing here. Why do you have an ambulance?
Safety-conscious camping?
Or kidnapping?
We never heard him. Honest, we were the ones hurt.
The cabin's empty, but there's a chair and a rope. They were holding someone.
Whit, do you recognize these clowns?
No.
You better start talking. Where's Jason Whitaker?
Honestly, I don't know. We had him, and then some female ninja jumped out and... Ow! I just woke up. I don't even know how long I was out.
Female ninja? These stories get better and better.
But Jason was here. Who had you kidnap him?
I never got a name.
Yeah, we'll see about that. For now, don't move a muscle. Backup should be here in a few minutes, Whit. I'll cuff these two jokers, and you can scour the cabin for evidence.
Do you think what he said was true? Someone attacked them and then re-kidnapped Jason?
I don't know what to believe right now.
We'll be right back.
Well, to be fair, it's hard to put your life in the hands of someone who just yesterday asked if an egg was a fruit or a vegetable.
I liked that line.
So what's with the life-size mannequin in the back?
My partner.
Oh, hard to get a real-life person to work with you?
Huh. I put it in the driver's seat while I snuck out of the Jeep. Your kidnappers assumed someone was still sitting in the vehicle and didn't notice me sneaking through the brush.
Clever.
The rescue was actually pretty simple. Surprisingly simple.
Oh, finally, pavement. So, how did you know where I was?
Your dad helped me.
You're working with my dad?
I overheard him and Polehouse going over some clues they'd discovered. They're the ones who narrowed it down to the state park. But while they were searching the old-fashioned way, I used a heat-sensing drone to find your location.
Well, I need to tell Dad where I am.
You're not contacting anyone. Everyone is assumed compromised, every phone assumed bugged at this point.
Oh, come on.
This isn't a small operation, Jason. I don't know how you have so many enemies, but these people are serious about finding you and hurting you.
Oh! Are you aiming for the potholes? I didn't know anybody could be that bad a driver.
Okay, now I see why you have so many enemies.
Where are we going?
To the hideout.
Which is?
The TV news station.
Why there?
I've prepped a place in the basement. Several soundproof studios that are unused and locked off from the main level.
How did you find them?
At one point, Connie was trying to find me a job, or so she thought. I used the opportunities to case out certain facilities around town.
But then you ended up working for me at Triple J's.
All part of the plan.
Well, how did you know I would even hire you?
I'm a good agent, Whittaker, and you're somewhat predictable.
I am not predictable.
You run 6.2 miles 5 mornings a week, you're secretly addicted to gummy worms, and you're planning on firing me tomorrow.
That's easy to predict. You weren't exactly the world's best employee.
Hey, I was terrible at working as your assistant at the antique shop. I was excellent at my job of saving your life.
How?
Every appointment that I quote-unquote forgot about was one that needed to be canceled due to security measures. I destroyed 3 wiretap devices and disposed of a powdered toxin that was delivered in the mail. And after all that, you still gave me a paltry Christmas bonus.
I had to subtract the cost of the antique Maldivian vase you broke. What was in there that you had to get rid of it anyway?
Oh, that one I just tripped over. What? I'm good. I'm not perfect.
We'll find him, Whit. I have a whole team of men on it.
Were you able to get anything out of the 2 guys standing guard?
Somehow they knew less than we do. Just a couple lackeys given a check and a 1-sentence job description.
Did you find another set of tire tracks?
From a Jeep, but it went off-road, so it's more difficult to track. I have some guys on it, but they're not having any luck yet.
A Jeep?
We did see a Jeep on one of the park security cameras. Blue with a soft top. But the plates were obscured. As far as we can tell, the vehicle headed further into the park.
Were they rescuing him or kidnapping him again?
That's what we don't understand. Whoever orchestrated Jason's kidnapping clearly was willing to go the distance in acquiring him.
Right. So whoever kidnapped him away from the kidnappers was either trying to save him or...
wanted him even more than the initial kidnappers.
So perhaps... even more dangerous.
All right, then. Tell me this. How can I be sure that you're with the NSA and not some terrorist agency?
You can't. But I don't know what else you're gonna do.
Well, I just can't wrap my brain around it. I mean, you have to admit, it's all very weird.
I need you to trust me.
Well, I need you to be trustworthy.
So saving your life wasn't enough? What else do you need from me?
Consistency, for one. Everything you've told me up to this point has been a lie, and now I'm just supposed to believe everything you say without question?
I'm sorry. I get it. But please, give me the chance to earn your trust.
We'll see.
We're almost to the station. I'm going to the delivery garage and back. It's hidden and not used anymore. The entry code is written on your hand.
How did you...
I need to take care of a few things, but I should be back in an hour. I've stocked a fridge inside and made up some beds.
Could you pick up some aspirin? I've got a throbbing headache.
Sounds like you've gotten soft. Can't handle a blow to the head like you used to, huh?
Just get the aspirin and maybe some gummy worms.
We're here. Stay quiet. Once you're inside, don't open the door or contact anyone. Please.
Okay. Thank you, Jillian.
You're welcome. Stay safe.
You too.
And where are things now? Agent One informed us that Whittaker is with Marshall in hiding somewhere.
You don't know where?
Does it matter?
I like to know where all the chess pieces are.
Cobra Orange is working on it, but the necessary components are in place.
And the mission is going as planned?
The next 24 hours will be ones the world will never forget, Mr. Chairman.
Well, there was a lot of information to sort through in today's adventure, but how much of it is true? Who can we trust? You know, we should seek the truth in all areas of our lives. Like Jason trying to find out what's real and what's not, we should ask questions and compare what we hear to what we know to be true in the Bible and through the Holy Spirit. God promises to give us wisdom if we seek Him. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "You will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you search for Him with all your heart and all your soul." That kind of determined pursuit of the truth will always yield the best answers to our questions. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Afternoon was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gonneau and Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.